A UN investigating team is in Beirut to look into the huge explosion 11 days ago that killed Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and 16 others. Many Lebanese blame Syria for Hariri's murder. The killing has brought various Lebanese opposition groups together to demand a complete pullout of Syrian troops from their country and free Lebanese elections. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut.
On Monday, Beirut's Martyr Square was packed with demonstrators from Lebanon's usually feuding opposition groups, all chanting Syria out. Since then, mourners continue to gather at the grave of Rafik Hariri, while a few steps away, some 20 to 25 tents are set up for about 200 young Lebanese who are trying to keep the spirit of the demonstration alive. Student Noor Mirab was one of the original 12 people who staged what started as a sit-in and now has aspirations of becoming a Ukraine-style nonviolent revolution.
Actually, I left everything. I left my school, my work, everything. We are coming here to get freedom or death, nothing else. First, we need the Syrian occupation to withdraw from Lebanon. The Syrian must go out. This is the first.
Each evening, the crowd swells to about 1,000, still minuscule by Ukraine standards, but an unprecedented public expression of anti-Syrian sentiment here. The opposition's call for a Syrian troop pullout is reinforced by heavy pressure from France and the U.S. But in Beirut, some of the government's critics are wondering who can lead them now that Hariri is gone.
Hello. Oui, how are you?
In his palatial estate in the Shouf Mountains outside Beirut, Druze leader Walid Jumblat fields calls offering help in his effort to keep this newly unified opposition together. Once a pro-Syrian warlord, Jumblat turned against Damascus after it forced a change in Lebanon's constitution to extend the term of pro-Syrian president Emil Lahoud. The government has agreed to a vote of confidence on Monday that officials say it is likely to win. Jumblat says this government has the support of Syria, but not its own people.
Well, now they will stick. I mean, now this government is a Syrian puppet government, okay, but it has lost total popular support. One day they will quit. But if they need an honorable way out, I'm ready. We are ready as opposition.
But in the meantime, some wonder what will happen when the outrage over Hariri's murder fades. Hariri was a businessman, not a fighter, and could act as a bridge between Lebanon's fragmented communities. Jumblat doesn't have that same reputation. Supporters of the Shiite Hezbollah militia, for example, perhaps the most organized and disciplined political force in Lebanon, say they're staying away from the opposition. George Najem, a Christian member of Hezbollah's Slayton parliament, says Walid Jumblat used to be pro-Syrian and now leads an anti-Syria opposition. Najem says the issue is trust.
Say Hezbollah went and joined the opposition under Walid Jumblat and the Syrians withdrew. Is there a guarantee that halfway down the path, Walid Jumblat will not turn about and join the Syrians again?
Analysts say Jumblat has almost certainly burned his bridges with Syria, and in any event, Hezbollah has its own reasons for not opposing Damascus, which provides key support to the faction. A number of opposition figures say despite the current momentum, change will take time, because the political deck is stacked against them. Jumblat insists he's not anti-Syrian, just against the behavior of the Syrian intelligence services in his country. He says he's one of the pillars of the opposition, not its leader, but one reason he's in the mountains is concern that the Hariri killing may not be the last.
We've got to be worried. We've got to be worried. And then what? They cannot kill the whole Lebanese population.
Lebanese cabinet ministers say the UN team looking into the assassination are welcome to observe and review the Lebanese investigation, but they won't be allowed to gather testimony or conduct an independent probe. Meanwhile, the young people gathered at Martyrs Square say they're staying put until Syria gets the message. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.
Later on All Things Considered, Robert Siegel continues his week of special reports from the Middle East. Today, the story of the Palestinian filmmaker who is dubbing the movie Gandhi into Arabic. It's a project that is more radical than might at first seem.